This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side, and we love hearing from you, as always. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Amy Johnson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about core values, how to find your core values. Amy is a health coach, I guess you could say. She talks about values and clarity and inspiration. We'll talk to Amy Johnson at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself, start a home-based business, help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program as well as the longevity products. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Amy Johnson will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll take your calls in our next segment. We left off yesterday talking about lipopolysaccharides, LPS, lipopolysaccharides, these sugar fat molecules that are found on the tops of bacteria, on the membranes of bacteria. These LPSs are a very underappreciated and unacknowledged source or cause of all chronic long-term degenerative diseases. These components of bacteria are known as LPSs, are also known as endotoxins, as in toxins inside the body, and they are responsible for all manner of immune and autoimmune reactions. This is the gut connection to autoimmunity. If you're thinking, oh, well, it's just kind of airy-fairy, everything's the digestive system, this is the hardcore mechanism behind the inflammatory process, behind inflammatory diseases, behind chronic diseases, behind immune diseases, in fact, behind the aging process itself and the digestive system. Lipopolysaccharides, LPSs. Yesterday we talked about multiple sclerosis, which is almost like a poster child for autoimmune diseases, a horrible autoimmune disease that affects about 1 million people in this country, 1 million adults in this country. Basically, it's an adult disease. And there are new drugs that are coming out all the time. 2 new drugs just came out in the last year for treating multiple sclerosis. It's not a drug problem. It's not a medical problem. You can't really deal with multiple sclerosis. In fact, you can't really deal with any autoimmune diseases medically. Let me say that again. That's so darn important for the 80 million people who are dealing with autoimmune problems or the people who love the people who are dealing with autoimmune problems, because you got to watch your loved ones deteriorate and decay
And for the most part, they're going to the doctor, going to the medical model, trying to be treated with pharmaceuticals, and it doesn't work because it can't work. Because autoimmune problems, because immune problems, because inflammatory problems cannot be solved medically. And this is no knock, by the way, on representatives of the medical model. They're good people. They mean well. They're trying to alleviate pain and alleviate suffering. But the model doesn't work. It doesn't work for treating inflammatory, immune, chronic, degenerative diseases. In the classic case is multiple sclerosis. From the journal Neurotherapeutics, January 14, 2017. Headline. Lipopolysaccharide binding protein and oxidative stress in multiple sclerosis. Quote, recent findings suggest that altering certain bacterial populations present in the gut may lead to a pro-inflammatory condition that could result in the development of multiple sclerosis. Unquote. I don't need to read this in an article, but I'm just showing you that this is recognized scientifically. Changes in the gut lead to inflammation, period, via the mechanism of LPS, lipopolysaccharides. This LPS mechanism and leaky gut and subsequent immune reactions that follow in the blood as a primary cause of disease is unacknowledged, it's unappreciated, and we are suffering misery because of it. We know that autoimmune symptoms can be induced when LPS is injected directly into the blood. They'll do experiments. They'll take lipopolysaccharides, endotoxins, they'll stick them into the bloodstream of animals, and they'll find autoimmune symptoms. This connection between the bacterial components, these LPSs and autoimmune diseases, is the key to reversing pretty much all autoimmune symptoms. Addressing the gut, addressing the LPS, addressing leaky gut is the key to addressing autoimmunity, and it's not a medical issue. It is not a medical issue. From a 2005 paper in the Journal of Immunology, quote, epidemiological, clinical, and experimental evidence identifies autoimmunity as a sequel of infection. That is, the blood becomes infected with endotoxins. Exacerbation of multiple sclerosis is 2 to 3 times more likely to occur during or shortly after common respiratory, GI, or urological infections. Much of the search for immunological pathways connecting infection to autoimmunity is focused on specific immune responses, antigen-specific immune responses. That means something's getting in the blood, period. It's so simple and it's so tragic simultaneously. Then there's an important acetylcholine. We're talking about acetylcholine and the relevance of acetylcholine to movement disorders, muscular disorders. There's also an important acetylcholine leaky gut connection, leaky gut LPS connection, lipopolysaccharide. As in all nerve muscle systems, neuromuscular systems, acetylcholine is a major player. In addition to the movement of food along the intestine, it's called peristalsis. In addition to peristalsis movement, the propulsion of food through the digestive tract, acetylcholine plays a role in pushing food along. There's another role for acetylcholine in the health of the gut, and that's in the immune system. The cells of the gut nervous system, it's called the enteric nervous system, it's called the second brain. There's a really cool book called The Second Brain by a guy named Gershon Salom, and I read this book maybe 20 years ago. Super important book if you're interested in understanding how the digestive system is related to the immune system and how it's related to the nervous system. You have a brain in your gut. That's why we have gut feelings. I felt it in my gut. That's why we have gut intuitions. We learn from our digestive system. Our gut is our second brain, and it depends on, no surprise, acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a brain chemical. It's a neurochemical. And the neurochemistry of the digestive system, the neurochemistry of the intestine, is partially dependent on functioning acetylcholine. So it's no surprise. If acetylcholine is not working correctly, or you're deficient in acetylcholine, or you have any kind of acetylcholine problem, you're going to be more prone towards leaky gut. Low levels of acetylcholine will destabilize gut immunity and induce the leakage, the infiltration of these LPSs. That's where you get myasthenia gravis and Parkinson's disease and schizophrenia and dementia and autism. Yes, autism. Major, major gut connection via this acetylcholine inflammatory pathway. talked to a gentleman yesterday whose poor son, 17-year-old kid, has been through the surgical ringer. And nobody ever thought, he's an autistic kid, never thought to address his gut health. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Amy Johnson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about core values. and clarity and inspiration and how to create a roadmap and take action to find your values. We'll talk to Amy at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls this segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010 is our number. So we're talking about the break, the leakage of toxins into the bloodstream as a cause of all ALL, every single long-term chronic degenerative disease, at least a partial cause. This is why working on the gut is so important. Autism is a classic example of a disease state that's the end result of LPS infiltration, lipopolysaccharide infiltration, and not just LPS infiltration into the patient, into the autistic patient, but even the mother. As she's gestating the baby, as the fetus is developing inside the womb, LPS infiltration into the bloodstream of the mother can affect the fetus and lead to autism, and possibly lead to autism. Reading from the journal PLOS One, Public Library of Science One, 2015. Previous investigations from our group have demonstrated that prenatal exposure to LPS induces autistic-like behaviors. LPS in the mom. By the way, one of the best things a mom can do to prevent this from occurring is zinc. Using zinc supplements. Zinc is an amazing supplement. Even medical modeling these days appreciates the importance of zinc for the immune system. Zinc is also important for the prevention of LPS infiltration into the gut. Zinc plays a major role in digestive health, and zinc deficiency is very common, although these days we've been hearing so much about zinc, I would venture to say it's probable that zinc deficiency is becoming less common, because when you go to the health food store these days, it's sometimes hard to find zinc. At least it was hard to find zinc when all this corona craziness started a few months ago. It was hard to find zinc. Now you can it's easier to find zinc. Anyway, everybody should be on 50 milligrams of zinc a day, in my humble opinion. Zinc picolinate is the best form of zinc. There's also a zinc form of zinc called zinc monomethionine, and we're going to be talking about methionine here in a little bit. Methionine is a very, very functional amino acid and also plays a role in the disease state, as we'll find in chronic diseases and inflammatory diseases, as we'll be talking about here in the coming days. So for LPS, some of the disease states that can follow LPS infiltration in addition to autism include Alzheimer's disease, dementias of all kinds, cognitive declines, even age-associated cognitive declines can be associated with LPS infiltration, Parkinson's disease, glaucoma, also ocular problems can have an LPS component. And also, by the way, LPS infiltration into the blood will make you more sensitive to yeast and heavy metals and other toxins, which is why it's not enough just to try to eliminate yeast and heavy metals on their own, although it's probably a good idea to do what you can do, but it might not be enough. If you have LPS in the bloodstream following a leaky gut, it's going to be much more difficult to improve your health challenges that are associated with toxicity, yeast and heavy metal toxicity in particular. The first point on the triangle of disease is the intestine, the gut, the digestive tract. There's a skin condition called lichen planus, really miserable skin condition where we have these itchy plaques on the skin and rashes on the skin. Medical model has no idea what to do with lichen planus. They give you steroids, they give you immune suppressants, they give you prednisone, which don't really work. And of course, you know, you take your prednisone and you're going to be dealing with toxicity and side effects, and the problem is still there. As it turns out, guess what? There's an important LPS connection to these bizarre rashes. In fact, it's not just lichen planus. All weird rashes on the skin should be backtracked to the digestive system and to LPS infiltration, lipopolysaccharide/endotoxin infiltration. And I hope you can see why taking care of digestive health is so important for addressing any health challenge, even reversing it. And then preventing it. There's nothing the medical model can do to reverse a condition, but taking care of the gut, taking care of the intestine, there's so much we can do. Even something as simple as fasting. And by the way, it's not well known, but we should be really focusing on the right kinds of fats when it comes to the intestine, because inflammatory fats, the kind of fats that you get in fried foods, trans fats, fake butter, which is horrible. I can't believe how many people I hear who are representatives of the medical model, but I hear suggesting to patients not to eat butter. And I'm preaching the choir here, I know, but most people, I would guess a lot of people, if not most people, believe that fake butter is better than regular butter. Fake butter, trans fats, fried fats, these can all wreak havoc on intestinal health. On the other hand, the right kinds of fats can support gut health, and by the right kinds of fats, I'm not just talking about omega fats, essential fatty acids, but also phospholipids, which we've talked about in the past. Phospholipids are super important for healing. I use phospholipids in my skincare products. Lecithin is the classic example of a phospholipid. Lecithin is made up of a bunch of phospholipids. It's a complex of phospholipids. Phospholipids, as the name implies, is phosphorus, highly electrical, plus lipid. These phospholipids form membranes. They're important for the processing of fatty foods, and they help strengthen and heal tissue. And they're anti-inflammatory. Eggs and liver are probably your two best sources of phospholipids. There's also plant sources if you're a vegetarian or vegan. There's also plant sources of phospholipids, soy. Soy is probably one of the major places where we find phospholipids. You'll see soy lecithin in all kinds of foods. Wheat, green leafy vegetables will get you phospholipids. Cruciferous vegetables will get you phospholipids. There's choline, by the way, in all of these. Choline goes to make phospholipids. This is why supplementing with choline is so important. One of the reasons, anyway, why supplementing with choline is so important, because phospholipids play a major role in brain health, in neural health, in the health of the nervous system. Anybody who's dealing with a neural problem, including multiple sclerosis, it would be wise to be supplementing with choline and eating choline-containing foods and eating phospholipids. Choline is vitamin B4. It's usually grouped with the B vitamin, said to be vitamin-like. It's not really a vitamin, it's vitamin-like. And it goes to make phospholipids, and it's also on its own. It helps form membranes and cells and organelles, those little tiny organs, little tiny structures that are inside of a cell. Can you imagine this? There's hundreds of thousands sometimes, maybe even millions sometimes, of these little structures inside of a cell. Choline also is very important for fat malabsorption issues. If you get fat malabsorption supplements, and I suggest for people who have fat malabsorption issues, you get a fat malabsorption supplement. You can buy fat malabsorption formulas at the health food store. Most of them are going to have choline in there. If you're dealing with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and millions of Americans, some 100 million Americans have NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, that's a really good reason to supplement with choline and make sure you're taking phospholipid. In fact, choline deficiencies can actually be a predisposing factor for fatty liver. So making sure you're eating your choline-containing foods and getting choline is extra important for liver health, especially if you're a wine drinker or an alcohol drinker, if you're drinking on a daily basis and you're concerned about NAFLD. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Amy Johnson coming up in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data show is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. Hypocritical politicians. Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or, you know, pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. We also have archives at brightsideben.com, and we have all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products, join the team link that you can click on. We got news stories and blog posts and interviews and videos and lots of good health information on all our websites as well. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and dealing with the skin disease states and preventing post-surgical scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Treatment products. 100% active and functional. And that is why we have over 1,400 four- and five-star reviews at truthreview.com, truthreview.com. You can purchase our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We've got Christmas specials. We had a Black Friday special running last week. We now have Christmas specials running. And if you haven't tried our Truth Skin Health products, you definitely want to check them out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest, Amy Johnson. Amy, her website is amyjohnsonco.com. Amy is an integrator, and she talks about values. We're going to have a discussion with Amy Johnson about how to feed your core values. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Amy Johnson. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. I have always been a big believer in the importance of values, and they're linked to happiness and they're linked to a successful life. Tell us a little bit about how you define values.
Thank you, Ben. I'm so happy to be here and to talk about values today. So values are a simple word or short phrase that connects you to your most authentic and truest self. I see it as an inner compass that helps define who you are, where you want to go, and how to get there.
Can you select your values consciously, or are they kind of given to you? Or is it both?
I think it's both. I believe in a conscious process. I believe actually naming our values is a really important step to take in our lives because it gives us the clarity and the direction to bring the unconscious conscious. We every day we make micro decisions about our values and what we buy, how we eat, where we live, and how we use our time and resources. And a lot of times those are made habitually and automatically and unconsciously. So naming our values helps give us a clearer and ownership of what we do and how we use our time and resources and live our lives, really, that are more authentic to who we are and what matters to us.
Do you think there are nefarious forces that instill values in people, values that don't serve the individual but maybe serve other people?
I believe that without doing the individual work, we become more vulnerable to that. I believe that the idea of really getting clear, the process I see in values identification is that it's a personal process. It's really, and it is a process. It's not a one-and-done deal. It's not something that just is named without really thinking about it and going inward, doing the inside work to do that. So when you don't do that, I think people are more vulnerable to that. I know when I was growing up, we were certainly told what family values were, and that is not the kind of values that I'm talking about. I'm talking about something very, very different. And what that does is it prevents us from being manipulated, whether it's through marketing or being sold something or ideas that don't align with who we are, because our values, when we get clear about them, really become the guideposts and help us make better decisions for ourselves and the world around us, what the world we're living in.
Do you think people like naturally resist being implanted with values so that they have to be kind of, they have to sneak in, or they have to be sneaked in by marketers or by politicians or by governments or by religions?
I believe that people are moving so fast, they don't really think about it, so they're more vulnerable to it. So the more we take the time to identify it for ourselves and have sovereignty in our own ideas and thoughts and what we believe, the less vulnerable we are to that. So it's one of those things that once we define it for ourselves, then it gets much clearer, and we don't have to be we're not as sold as quickly, because we take the time to really know why we're making that decision. And it's about being out of alignment with ourselves. I know that if you pause long enough to go, oh, that doesn't feel right to me, that's an opportunity to say maybe I'm not connected to who I am, what I care about, and my own values. And that can show up at any different time, you know.
Do you think there's a hierarchy of values? Like some values are more fundamental or more important than other values?
I believe in having that. I name 5 to 7 values, and there are different times each of those values is higher than another. But I don't, besides kind of this idea of love being a primary or oneness being a primary value, I don't really put a hierarchy on values, because I find at different times values can conflict. And so it's about really making the conscious decision about which value is really important. So that could be, I have a value of connection. That could be more important than another value in that moment. But it's the idea of making the decision, not doing it automatically or habitually.
So did I hear you say except for love and oneness? So does that mean that that is a fundamental value?
I would say, like, I don't list those as my values, as my 5 to 7 values, but I do believe in an idea of love as a person. That's just something that I believe in. But my values that I operate on are 5. That I have different values that I state and name.
I do believe that.
Yeah,
you mean you personally have 5? Or are you saying that you've figured out that there are 5 values everybody has?
No, I do not say what other people's values are. This is a personal decision that people make. So I personally have defined 7 values that I use as my inner compass. And someone else will have another 5 to 7 values. I don't say that these are my values and these are the values. People come to me for a process to discover their own values. I have no authority on values.
Okay, so I want to, if you don't mind sharing what those are, I want to know what those are. But before I get into that, how important is it to write down or to actually express your values?
I believe it's really important, and which is what I do through this process. I have a program where we walk a group through discovering your core values, and each person leaves with their own 5 to 7 values in a process. And I think it's really important to name them and really try them on. So part of that program has us posting them on a wall or somewhere you can see them every day and really see if they fit. Because it's about you, and if it works for you, does it resonate for you in your life? So that's how, and then taking time to define each one, because it's very personal for each individual.
After people define these values, do they sometimes say, wait a minute, this is why I'm not happy, because I'm not living according to my values, or I'm living according to somebody else's values?
Yes, exactly. And I also find there's such opportunity and newness in values, new opportunity, new ways to see things.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear about your, if you don't mind, I want to hear about your personal values.
Absolutely.
Give us an example. And then I want to talk about integration, what exactly that means. We got Amy Johnson. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Amy right after this. Don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Amy Johnson. Her website is amyjohnsonco.com. Before you get into your personal values, Amy, which I'm curious about here,
yes.
What exactly, tell us about micro decisions.
So micro decisions are a way to actually begin integrating your values. That's an action step to take after naming your values. It's all about putting the rubber to the road and actually living your values. And so there are two primary steps to that. One is making a plan to do that, how to make the aspirational idea of a value actually active in one's life. And then I believe the next step is actually taking the action. And a lot of times people think they need to do a big, like, sweeping action to do that. I believe in micro steps, taking small, consistent actions over time. And that a 1% degree changing in a course can put you in a new direction. So you don't need a huge change. It's lots of small changes that actually will make the biggest difference. I believe in being more in alignment with your values, living that way.
So just taking a simple example, what to have for lunch. How would values be integrated into that?
Into going out to lunch?
Yeah, just what you're going to eat for lunch or breakfast.
Lunch, right.
Yeah.
So it can be anything from choosing what restaurant you're going to go to. Are you going to go to a restaurant that is potentially minority owned? Are you going to go to a big chain? Are you going to go to a small business?
Wow.
What do you want to support in where you eat and what food do they serve? Are they serving local food? Is it organic? Is it vegetarian? Is it vegan? Some of those are decisions outside, but it's really getting clear for you why you're going there. Or are you going somewhere to meet a friend? So the idea of being able to see someone you haven't seen in a long time and picking somewhere between the two of you that makes sense for both of you to be able to do that because you haven't seen each other in a long time. So it's really...
Everything you do is going to involve values. Every decision you make.
Absolutely. And that's why having the clarity of it just makes things simpler because you know why you're making that choice. Mm. It gets out of people pleasing. It gets you out of of being able to make decisions because you're being sold that this is the better way because you'll be able to know the difference within yourself. And so once you get used to using your values as that inner compass to make those decisions, it becomes much more clearer why you're doing it. And then it's just not so habitual. It's just clear.
Do you think values change? Are they situational or are they hardwired?
necessarily hardwired. I do believe, you know, as I've heard people doing this work, they believe they get reconnected to their values from being children and get back to a place when there was more innocence in them, and they feel like they've had their values their whole life. I do believe they morph over time and certain values become more important, but I think our essential values is really about you and getting back to your individual, authentic, truest self. So as you do that work, your values become an expression of that. And naming them just gives you another tool to be more you out in the world, which is just such a gift, because then we just feel more satisfied and on purpose by doing that.
Do you recommend like elucidating, articulating, somehow expressing 5 to 7 values, correct?
Yes, I do.
So that they're not hidden. They're not, because they're always there, but there's like, you don't notice them.
Right. You're making, like we were just saying about lunch, you're making values-based decisions all day long. It's just when you name them, you are actually bringing consciousness to those decisions and being able to make better decisions for yourself, your family, your community. You're not kind of going, oh, wait, how did I end up here? Wait a second. You know, you take the pause, that moment to really get clear. And it also offers, like I was trying to say this earlier, offers new opportunities for new business and new ideas and new conversations. So it's also like it aggregates and makes things even more expansive, too.
It seems like in a relationship, eliciting somebody's values would help you get along with them better, if you were looking for that.
Yeah, like-minded people. It certainly helps in my work. We look for partnerships with like-minded companies, because then your goals are the same. And when you don't share values, then it doesn't usually work. So the partnership has different goals, and so the partnership becomes more difficult. And I would say that's the same in personal relationships. Now, every value doesn't have to be the same, but if they're in conflict, then you have to find the other ones. That's why there are 5 to 7, because then there are other ones that are enough to hold the foundation of the relationship. And so that's where the conversations can get deeper, too.
How do you get somebody to tell you their values if they don't know their values? Are there ways? You can't just say, what are your values? Because they may not know.
Correct. So I believe in going through the process of actually naming it, which is why I offer this workshop, this program to discover your core values. Because I believe in actually conversations about values are very general. The more we get specific about them, the more enhanced and engaged the conversation can be. And the more you individuals can be out there in the world and be more authentic. And then you're not hiding yourself or what you care about. And it's also not about making someone else wrong or right. There's no perfection in this. It's not about, like, you're wrong and I'm right. My value is better than yours. It's just the clarity. That's why this process isn't about someone sitting up there going, this is the value you have to have. It's not that at all. It's quite the opposite of that. It's just being clear.
Were you surprised when you found out your values, or did you always know what they were?
I was not surprised, but I have fun with them all the time, and I use them in funny ways and different ways all day long. So they were always there. Okay,
They
are connection. So for me, that means connection, everything from connection to my daughters to connection to my body and doing yoga and things like that, and connection to others. Gratitude and grace. So I believe in living through gratitude and grace. Creativity, thinking out of the box. Being creative in my life and how I make creative solutions for problems. Collaboration, I really believe in working together for a common goal. Flourish is one of my values, about opening up and blossoming and really living fully in that. Sustainability, about caring for the earth and its inhabitants, its animals, and how to leave the world a better place for future generations. Integrity, doing what you say you're going to do and living in alignment with values. And let's see, I think I got them all. I have 7. Yeah. So integrity, okay. Sustainability, flourish, connection, gratitude, grace, creativity, and collaboration.
So for people listening, give them a tip to how they can elicit their values.
So the first step is really to get clear. And ask yourself what matters to you, what do you care about, really make that list a long one and then start consolidating the things that are similar and get to the essence of those. It's a process. So it really takes a little bit of time, and that's why I enjoy walking people through it, or teams or businesses even, and then but getting really clear about what matters and actually putting it down on paper and then grouping those things that are similar together, because that's where it begins. And then you whittle it down, and then you take them for a test drive and see, you know, put them on the wall and see which ones resonate. So I was deciding between Thrive and Flourish, and Flourish felt more right to me because it had this idea of this natural element that I really wanted to bring in, a feminine element. So those were the two I was picking between, those two words, and Flourish is the one that just felt better to me. That's why it's not right or wrong.
So what do you do in a workshop?
We walk through the process. There are six steps to naming your core values. It's a two-part workshop. So we're actually starting one at no charge this Sunday, and we work through the first three steps in the first one, which is, you know, get clarity and get inspired, and then we post them. And then the second week is about integration, and that's when we start really making the aspirational active and start talking about how to really live your values. And then every month I go and talk about how to live values, like how do you live your values through the holidays, things like that.
And how do people sign up for the workshop? Is just off amyjohnsonco.com?
Yes, on Facebook. You can email me through my website, and then I have it on Eventbrite too, so they can search for Discover Your Core Values on Eventbrite.
And your Facebook page is Amy Johnson, and it's probably a lot of Amy Johnson's.
Company, yeah, Amy Johnson Company.
Amy Johnson Company, that's awesome. Well, I personally value sharing information and helping other people get better, and thank you so much for being a guest on The Bright Side.
Thank you so much, Ben. It was great to talk with you this morning. I appreciate you.
Yes, we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Amy. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Take care. AmyJohnsonCo.com. Her Facebook page is Amy Johnson Company, and she's got a workshop coming up this Sunday. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.